Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on 107.3 FM and AM 580 WDBO, Orlando's News and Talk. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Nancy Heck, Certified Financial Planner Professionals over at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. Good morning, everybody.
Well,
how are you? We're happy to quote unquote see you.
Why are we laughing? What's going on? I don't understand.
Well, as our listeners may soon find out, that we're to have the pleasure of being with our audience again at 5 p.m. on Saturday. So this show is recorded, but the information is still evergreen, as they say.
Yes. So if you're listening now at 9 o'clock in the morning, right, it's live. But if you're listening at 5 o'clock,
morning, but I thought
it's a
we weren't saying good morning.
But nevertheless, the information is good. And here we go. Chris Todvine, Certified Financial Planner, is taking calls right now in our office here in Altamont Springs. So if you want a extensive conversation with him, he'll be glad to take those. But he's also doing it, if you're listening at 5, he will be able to take them at 5 as well. So if you're a 5 o'clock listener, you can reach him at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE. But why are we here? Nancy and I are here this morning, as we have been now for 30-some years, members of the DBO family, helping Central Florida wade through their financial questions, the decisions that they have to make regarding their personal finances. As I say time and time again, they don't teach us this stuff in school, and we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, go to those free lunch seminars, subscribe to what used to be Money Magazine, which today is Kiplinger, and try to figure it all out and wake up and find out, as I said, we have a collection of financial accidents. So we are here as your financial body shop. Get out the Bondo, patch you up, get you on the way. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, we encourage you to call. This is the only financial call-in show that is hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. There is a distinction, my friends, in the financial planning world between folks that call themselves investment managers or wealth advisors or whatever terminology you want to use. And they throw around the F word an awful lot, Nancy, and that's fiduciary, right?
Fiduciary. That's the buzzword of the year.
That is the buzzword. And anybody can call themselves a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to work with our clients on the fiduciary basis. And we here at Certified Financial Group put that in writing for our clients. But we're putting nothing in writing this morning because we are here live. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, we encourage you to call and pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO for those of you who like to use the letters on your keypad as well. And Joe, quick question. For anybody that just heard what you just said about how do I decide which financial planner, because the fiduciary word is thrown out a lot, is there a resource that they can check out to check whether or not a financial planner is legally obligated to do the fiduciary standard of care?
Well, you can go to the CFP website, cfp.net, and you can find the certified financial planners that are here anywhere in the country, and you can get their biographies and find out all about them. Or you can go to our website. We've got a lot of information on there as well. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. We've got some videos there on really what a fiduciary is and how they work. But as I said, anybody can call themselves a financial planner. Many people do today, and many people are throwing around that F word, the fiduciary word, because it's a buzzword in the industry. But I had a situation a couple weeks ago. A client walked in with a handful of annuities, and we got to talking about the mess that they had on their hands here. And they knew it after they came in to see me. Before they came in to see me, which is why they came to see me. And they said, well, I don't understand how this could be. The guy said he was a fiduciary.
Well, but did he say who he was a fiduciary for? The client or himself?
Yeah, it was for himself. So anybody can call themselves a fiduciary. And the thing on top, here's the other kicker. The guy was an attorney. And,
he had a legal fiduciary responsibility, but from an investment standpoint,
exactly,
it was different. There's another site that people
dwell on that. That's a very, very good point, because he has to act as a fiduciary when he's an attorney.
Correct.
But he wasn't acting as a fiduciary when he's giving investment advice.
No, he was a salesperson.
A salesperson.
And that was
exactly
it.
Exactly.
There's another site, finra.org, F-I-N-R-A.org, mm-hmm, O-R-G, and you could look up somebody and you get a whole list of their licenses.
Yes, mm-hmm. You can do that at the CFP website as well. They have a link. You can do that too.
Right. Yeah. So
but because you're licensed doesn't mean you're a fiduciary.
I know, but if you see certified financial planner or CFP, you know that the person is bound legally to act as a fiduciary.
Yes, exactly.
If it just says registered representative, which we all were, mm-hmm. you know, in the infancy of our business, because there was not a CFP designation, you know, then it's a whole different story.
Yes.
You know, somebody who sells securities is probably a registered representative, or they have various different licenses for insurance products. Mm-hmm. But they don't have the fiduciary rules that we do.
And there are two levels of fiduciary. Not only do we act individually as fiduciaries for our clients, but our firm has been certified by the Center for Fiduciary Excellence as a fiduciary firm, and we're very, very proud of that, because that's a designation granted to fewer than 1% of investment advisory firms in the country. So you're covered on both sides, not only when you're working with us as an individuals, but also from the firm level. So we're glad to be here, but Matt, we don't want to talk about us this morning. Let's talk about you. So pick up the phone and dial these numbers, because we're here to answer your questions.
844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. And we got the topic of the day for Nancy Heck. Retirement plans change due to COVID-19. Don't panic.
Yes, yes, that's it. Don't panic. So I'm sure you have clients who had not planned on retiring right now, but due to economic shutdowns and how much things have changed, they've been furloughed, and then the furlough has turned into a permanent unemployment slash retirement. So, yeah, I mean, we really don't want people to panic. If they have been clients of ours, then we've done planning, and we've been able to try and adjust for any curves thrown into the plan. But you have to really be realistic about your retirement. And there's a couple points I'm going to bring up that I've said ad nauseum, but sadly, they are always pertinent. You know, and one big thing I want people to think about is, just because you're retired doesn't mean that you're going to need to use all your money now.
Exactly.
You know, it's nice to have an idea of what your nest egg looks like, but we're talking, you know, 20, 30 or more years in retirement. And if the retirement was earlier than you had expected and things improve, people get healthier, businesses start opening up again, there could potentially be another job. So, you know, being told you're retired now and you're a year and a half, 2 years earlier than you expected is always a little bit of a shock. You know, but again, please don't panic. One thing you have to do is make sure that you're flexible. And if you're in a position where you don't think or you don't want to try and find another position when all this passes, you have to look at your withdrawal system. And looking at your withdrawal system is first based on how your spending is going. You know, what spending is necessary, what spending is discretionary, what types of things had you had planned, maybe big trips or something that maybe need to be modified a little bit. You know, there's a big difference between the needs and the wants, and you have to be flexible. And you have to be flexible then on how you're withdrawing your assets from your retirement accounts.
Exactly.
What areas do you go to first? Do you go to regular savings, you know, the cash reserves, checking, savings, money market that maybe won't be taxed at the same level that taking money out of retirement accounts are? And are you taking money from a 401k, from a rollover IRA, from a Roth account? Because the taxing on those things are all going to be a little bit different.
Right.
So
you bring up the beauty of planning, and that's when you've done planning for clients before they retire.
Right.
Because when you hit this pothole, you've done it and I've done it, they call you and say, you know, things have changed. Well, you say, let me pull up your plan and see where we are.
Right.
So if you got the plan in place and you knew where you hoped to go, but now you hit the pothole, you've already done the planning. So it's easy then to advise them as to what to do, and you're not in a panic mode, which is, I think, your point.
Yes. Yes. You know, you have to, you know, everybody's going to have a little bit of sudden panic.
Yes.
You know, and embrace that, realize it, but do not let it rule your life.
Exactly.
I mean, one thing that I try and do with my clients is do regular reviews and updates. I like to do them at least every 6 months. lot of them have been virtual this year. But that keeps us accountable to our clients and keeps the clients in check with their spending and their saving needs.
Right. Right.
So, and then the last point I want to make is if you have found yourself in a position where you maybe have to withdraw from your retirement accounts, the rules have been a little bit different this year because of the whole COVID thing. But keep in mind that whatever withdrawal options you have, mandatory or not this year, and the taxes associated with them will not be the same next year. A, who's going to get elected and what kind of impact is that going to have on the taxes? And second, any taxes that have been set aside this year because of COVID are probably going to go back into place next year.
Right, right.
So,
good stuff.
But just
to wrap, put a bow on that, planning is critical. And this is what we do for our clients. You know, everybody wants to take your money and invest it, and we do that for our clients as well. But if you have a plan and you know where you're at least trying to go, and then something happens in your life, good or bad,
right?
You pick up the phone, we pull up the plan, see where you are, where your money is, what different accounts it's in, where you can draw from, make the projections, and then maybe make some lifestyle adjustments. But you can't sail off into the sunset or sail into retirement without having any idea what it looks like.
If we have a couple more seconds, Kyle, I don't know where we're at time-wise.
We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay. So another flip side of all of this that we don't think about, we're talking about things being taken away, such as your ability to earn income, is sadly, with people passing, we're dealing with the other side of it, and some of the people I've been meeting with recently coming into sudden wealth because of inheritance. And that could be just as big a shock and just as big a scare to the system
right. As
somebody that's not sure how they're going to pay for things.
Right. You know, and you've had it, and I've had it, clients that come into your office that are getting up in years. And let's say in usual circumstances, the guy's been handling the business, finances all his life, and he wants to be sure that when something happens to him, that his wife isn't thrown to the wolves or she knows where she is and they have a relationship established as opposed to him passing away or vice versa. She passed away if she was managing the money and then they can't, and then they're in a emotional situation and they're susceptible to falling into traps. And we've seen that time and time again.
Yes, annuities are not the answer to everything.
To everything. So all the more reason why you want to have a plan really before you retire to know what adjustments need to be made if you hit that pothole, or when you're in retirement, if something happens to the spouse that's been managing the money, the chief financial officer of the relationship, the other surviving spouse at least has a confidant that they can call on.
Yeah.
As one of the benefits, I think, of our firm, that we have 12 certified financial planners here. We're not a one-man show. That if something happens to Nancy or to me, we've got planners that can pick up just like a large medical practice. So we are here to help you. And right now we want to take some calls and a couple of lines are open. You want to throw those out before the break, Kyle?
That's right. Let's do it. 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. Rich in Flagler Beach has dialed us up. We'll get to Rich on the other side. But Joe, if they want to call the office during the week, or I believe Rodney's there. No, Chris is there today.
Chris is there right now.
You can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE. And if the line is busy, please leave a message, and he promises to get back to you.
We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group. Time for the three big things you need to know.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
And welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. We're taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326 with Joe Burt, Nancy Heck. We're over there at the Certified Financial Group offices at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. Again, the number to dial us up, 844-580-9326. We are 5 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic in the WDBO newsroom. So let's get back to our phone calls here. Give Rich plenty of time to chat. Go ahead, Rich. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Rich.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's up?
Good. How are you folks?
Great. We're doing good. We're doing good. What can we do for you?
Well, I have two questions, if possible. The first one is I have a Roth account that I want to transfer from one brokerage to another. If I do that, am I subject to the five-year, can't touch rule, or is because
yes.
I'm already many years into that?
Yeah. Yes, you're still. Yeah, you don't. The rules don't change if you change Roths.
If he's moving from Fidelity to TD Ameritrade,
right.
the contents of the account is staying the same. Yeah.
Right, right.
So as long as he's had assets on deposit for 5 years or more, it doesn't matter who's housing them.
Yeah.
He's still within the 5 year.
Yeah, you don't lose the vesting that you've already incurred for the 5 years. In other words, you don't start over.
Okay, that was my question.
So you're cool.
And the way you want to do it, let me tell you the way you want to do that. Do a direct transfer. Don't take the money into your hands and then put it, just have it happen between the brokerage firms.
And you haven't stated why you're transferring, Rich, but my preference is when assets are coming over to me from another brokerage house is to transfer them 100% in kind.
Exactly. That's what I want. The reason is I'm at one of the large ones, I believe it's based in San Francisco, and I don't think they have the products anymore that one that is based in the New England area has.
Okay. All right.
You're talking about Schwab and Fidelity.
Yeah.
You may be right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
The second question is, when you retire and a few months later, you get some retroactive money through a union contract or, a bonus or whatever. Is that considered income for that year? Or say you get it in January and you've retired already, say, in November.
It's generally when it's received because you're a cash basis taxpayer. Now,
okay,
That being said, I have seen where the checks are in the mail on December 29th or December 31st, and you're going to get a W-2 or a 1099 for that previous year, even though you got it the first week of January.
So, Rich, the date on the check is as important as when you receive it.
Okay.
All right. So I want to go back to your two different brokerage houses, your East Coast versus West Coast. Yeah, we're very familiar with both of them.
Both good firms.
Yes, yes. And both of them have huge varieties of mutual funds, open and closed and exchange traded, and individual securities that they can hold. So I have some concerns as to, and I'm not asking you to list the products, but if you're being told that ABC Fund is not available through Schwab and is only available through Fidelity, is it the same person that's swapping all their accounts from Schwab to Fidelity? Are they making a move because Schwab is merging with TD Ameritrade? Or is this truly in your best interest? I wonder because I use both for my clients. I use TD Ameritrade and Fidelity, and I've never had a problem getting an asset unless it was a privately held security.
The issue is not the merger with TD Ameritrade. It's the issue that I see a mutual fund through Fidelity that I like, but when I want to invest with it with Schwab, they want an additional fee.
I see.
There you go.
Okay.
There
All right. You, okay. So that makes perfect sense. Sure. All right. Good. All right.
And I've never invested in front or back end loaded funds or any funds that, charge you a fee up front like this.
Yes.
And,
okay.
I'm just not going to do it. And I have more confidence, frankly, in the Fidelity funds than the ones that I see being offered through Schwab.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Okay.
That answers
the
question.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
All right, Rich, thanks so much for the phone call. We hear the music. It's time for the latest news, weather, and traffic. But if you want to get behind Rich, it's 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO. And welcome back to On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. It's Orlando's News and Talk. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Nancy Heck, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group over at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. But we're on the radio right now taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. And Joe, for anybody that may have joined us during latest news, weather, and traffic, what are you doing on the radio today?
Well, Nancy and I are here to take the questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. This is the only financial call-in show, and I emphasize call-in show because a lot of these shows that are on the radio this nowadays are basically one-hour infomercials. They're going to give you something for free, a free booklet, a free financial plan, a free something, whatever. But that's not what we do at Certified Financial Group. We work with our clients for a fee, doing financial planning, providing investment advice. We serve our clients as fiduciaries. We put our fiduciary obligation in writing. And not only are the planners working as fiduciaries, but our firm has been certified by the Center for Fiduciary Excellence for our fiduciary standards that we maintain here at Certified Financial Group. So we carry those over to the radio show on Saturday mornings, and we invite your calls. And if you can't get through to us, or if you want a more private conversation, right now you can reach out to Chris Todvine, Certified Financial Planner. He's here in our office taking calls off the air. And if the line is busy, please leave him a message. But you can reach him at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE. If you want more information about our firm, what we're doing, what we've been doing for Central Florida now for going over 40 years, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com and get some more information, too, about upcoming workshops that we're doing virtually. And we're also doing virtual meetings, right, Nancy? You've been
doing with your
clients?
Yes.
How does that work?
Everybody prefers in-person.
Sure.
However, I've been doing phone appointments. I've been doing Zoom appointments. We use Microsoft Teams here, so I've had appointments with my clients through that. Zoom my podcast. Yeah, it all works. It all works. So, not ideal, but it allows us to stay connected with our clients, which is the most important thing. So,
yeah, absolutely. And we're also connected here on the radio today. So, again, the number to dial us up, 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. David in Titusville has been patiently waiting through the news. So, let's get right to him. David, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, David.
Hi, David.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
I got kind of two real quick questions. Earlier in the week, I seen you guys had a thing on, I guess it was on Facebook or something, about Social Security, the COVID, how it affects your earnings if you're turning 60 this year.
Yes.
My question is, I thought it was your highest of your last 35 years. So if I worked from 60 to 65, would they not include those years if they were my higher years?
They are, but when you turn age 60, they do a one-time adjustment based on the average increase, and unfortunately, this year there's not an increase, and that's what's throwing everybody off. So it looks like it's about a 9% loss for those folks. So yeah, we did put that out on Facebook, and you're right about the high 35, but there's that cost of living adjustment, because if you go back, to your earliest years, those are adjusted for inflation, and then they do some kind of average calculation when you turn 60, and that's what's throwing everybody off this year. Sorry, did you fall into that boat? Were you born in 1960?
Yeah, 61, so I'm just out of that boat. But I was just curious about the year 61 through 65. I'm debating if I want to work till 62 or 65. They don't count those last years because I'm actually making
they
more
do.
Now.
No, they do. No, they do. They do count your highest 35 years. And you, if you're like most of us, your higher earning years are a lot higher now than they were 35 years ago.
Right. And David,
exactly,
you're the same age as me. So you don't want to be taking Social Security early and then relegating yourself to a permanent 35% cut in what you get for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So you want to take it at full retirement age, which is, I think, for us,
close to 67.
67.
Yeah. Or it was like 66 and 10 months or something. Maybe that's my husband.
So, David, you follow us on Facebook?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Oh, great. Appreciate that.
Okay.
So, I've been to your office several times for some of the seminars you've had. It's a great company. Can I ask one more question real quick about the
Roth? Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm putting 20% of my pay in a 401k, but would I be better off splitting some of it to a Roth, or should I max out my 401k?
It depends.
Well, I'll give you my humble opinion on that. Okay, so for standard types of retirement accounts, 401ks, traditional IRAs, the rules have not changed in an adverse direction for an extremely long time. The rules for Roths have already changed in a negative manner a little bit. And I think that if there's any changes to retirement plans to put tax dollars in the government coffers faster, it's going to be on the Roth side of the house versus the traditional side of the house. You know, and the traditional side, you know, 100% of what you're saving pre-tax is going in the traditional 401k, and you're having to use after-tax dollars for the Roth side. So I'm a fan of pre-tax traditional.
Right.
My humble opinion, David.
Well, yeah, those are my questions. I really appreciate it.
Okay, we appreciate the call.
Thank you. And thank you for participating and taking advantage of all the different things. He had mentioned workshops.
Yes. Nancy, what do we have coming up?
If somebody wants to make a reservation for one of the workshops, and they are all virtual right now, financialgroup.com is where you can go, and the drop down, and you'll get the whole list. But let me just share a few that are upcoming. On Saturday, August 22nd, and they're all on Saturdays, and they're from 9 to 11. Everything You Want to Know About Mutual Funds, hosted by Rodney Ohmby. And then also Saturday, September 19th, Key Elements to a Successful Financial Plan, hosted by Rodney again. October 3rd, Saturday, Will Your Savings Last a Lifetime, hosted by Gary Abley. Saturday, November 14th, Healthcare Options in Retirement, hosted by Gary Abley. And last on the calendar, going into next year, Saturday, January 20th, Countdown to Retirement, great way to start off the year in your financial planning, also hosted by Gary. If you go to our website again, financialgroup.com, there's a workshop dropdown and you can make a reservation. You can reserve your slot for the virtual appointment, and then also it will give their assistants the opportunity to send you in advance all the workshop materials that you'll need to follow along with the virtual thing. And then if you also wanted to take advantage of scheduling a complimentary consultation, you can do that from our website, which, again, financialgroup.com.
And those workshops are really well received. Both Gary and Rodney, in addition to being certified financial planners, are also CPAs. So they got a wealth of knowledge, and we encourage you to sign up for those. As Nancy said, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. And the last one there in January that you mentioned, hopefully we'll be able to do that in our new offices when they're finally done.
Face to face.
So what's the update on that, Joe? When can we come tour the new offices?
Well, you can come probably next week sometime. The first addition that we put on, we added about 4,000 square feet to our office to accommodate some new planners that we're bringing into the firm. That's just about. We just got our CO this week, and we'll be moving next week. And it ought to be fun and games for the next week or two, doing that. And then phase two, which is a total remodel of our existing space. We're taking out the walls and updating it and upgrading it with state-of-the-art audio visual equipment and meeting rooms and conference rooms and so on and so forth to make the whole client experience even better than what it is now. That hopefully will be done by the end of the year. So the end of this year. Yeah, the first phase was a real challenge because it was all new construction and it was construction adding on to an existing space. And it's been a real challenge, but we're through it, and it looks terrific, and we can't wait to start meeting our clients here. They're going to be coming in the back door for the time being. They'll be coming into our old kitchen door back at the back end of the building, so we'll have to instruct our clients how to get in, but I think they'll find the experience enjoyable. So as I said, hopefully that will have that workshop live in our new digs come January.
And then more information on those workshops website?
That's
financialgroup.com.
And all you do is go to the website and do the pull down, and that'll do it. Get you a reservation. As Nancy said, you want to make a reservation because Gary and Rodney send out material that you want to have in your hands when you're when they're going through the presentation. So it is virtual. You can do it online in your pajamas, and you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I would like to come in the face to face. I don't think I'd like to do the pajama thing, but there pajama might be somebody for you. It might be easier if you just want to pull up your device and sit back and watch.
And yes. We do have some clients that still want to come into the office, which is perfectly fine. Everybody has to wear a mask. Your temperature will be taken when you come into the office. There is a pre-screening questionnaire that we send out to people. So we're taking all the precautions. And all of us have different days that we have to clean. And every 2 hours, all the public surfaces are cleaned off. So it is safe and comfortable coming into the office. But if you don't personally feel comfortable doing that, and there's a lot of people that are still, you know, hibernating and sheltering in place, then it's fine. That's why we have the Zoom and we have the Teams. Yes. And for people that just want a phone conversation, Yes. It's all available.
And some people that aren't even here in Central Florida. I had a meeting the last week with a couple in Chicago. I've never met face to face. They heard about us, learned about us, dialed in, made a virtual meeting, and they are now clients. So with the technology today, we can work with you wherever you are. Mm-hmm. As Nancy said, we can do virtual meetings, or if you're in the Central Florida area, when the storm passes, if you will, we encourage you to come to our office, or you can come now. As Nancy said, we take precautions to keep everybody safe and healthy. So whatever floats your boat, we are here to accommodate you.
Yeah, and we're here on the radio this morning, 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326, the number to dial us up. We've still got plenty of time to get your questions answered. We're also on Facebook Live this morning if you want to watch each and every morning or afternoon or whenever you want, because you can watch it on demand. So if you want to watch the video of it, or if you were driving down the road and you said, ooh, I wanted to hear that again, you can easily head on over to Facebook.com, put On the Money Podcast in the search bar, or go to YouTube, put Certified Financial Group in the YouTube search bar, and it'll pull up the page and you can watch all of the callers, all of the videos, anything that you may have missed from the show. It is there for you. And you can also leave a question in the comments, just like Pedro did, and has a quick one here. How do you pick a good mutual fund? What do you look for?
Well, you know, there's over 30,000 mutual funds to choose from. And back in the day, what people did is they read Money Magazine, or they looked how many stars they got from Morningstar, or Diamonds, sure, or Smiley Faces from some rating service, and only to be disappointed with the fund that was great this year turns out to be a dud next year. And unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they just chase performance. You know, they look at what's doing good, what's really making. And then what you're doing, if you're chasing performance, you're loading up on a sector that might be hot at the moment.
Right.
Where there's large cap growth right now because of tech. What's going on in the tech sector.
Yeah.
And then only when that worm turns, as we all saw in the dot-com bust, then you wonder what happened. So what we do here at Certified Financial Group, we have a very rigorous, disciplined approach to selecting mutual funds. Because we're an independent firm, we have the ability to pick and choose from virtually everybody that's out there. And we can get for our clients the best of the no load, no transaction fee, no commission mutual funds, and using institutional class and institutional shares. So let's tell our clients what institutional shares are. Nancy.
Well, I mean, simple plain English, we're buying wholesale as opposed to retail for our clients.
Right.
You know, that's the advantage we have going through Schwab Institute. Excuse me, TD Ameritrade Institutional. Schwab was another life. And Fidelity Institutional.
Right.
And then we also have this extremely extensive sieve that all the funds are held up to every single month to determine the quality. Has it maintained? Has the style drifted? Has there been any significant management changes? Has the current economy had a huge impact or not on a particular fund, which begs doing a little bit further research into a particular fund? So it's not, you know, like when I first started out, I worked for a mutual fund company, which was phenomenal because I learned so much, but you end up having tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once we do a risk tolerance survey with our clients and we know what their attitudes are towards risk, and that gives us a mix of equity versus income, we can then shop again on a wholesale platform for the investments that are the best for the particular client with no allegiance to any one fund company.
Yeah, as an independent firm, as I said, we have the ability to pick and choose. And what you want to look at, there's, as Nancy alluded to, there's 11 distinct criteria that we grade every mutual fund on. We score it on a scale from 0 through 100. And then we look at what's the best fund. And then and once it's chosen, then it's not just a matter of set it and forget it. You know, just it's not a buy and hold. We want to be sure that it continues to maintain those standards. So it's not, it's you really need to have access to that information. It's what we do for our clients. And I wish I could tell you that it was a simple way to just look at how many stars, diamonds, or smiley faces a fund has. But that, unfortunately, that's not the suggestion today. You really need to have professional advice to do it. Otherwise, you're really guessing and hoping that what was good in the past will continue to be good. So I hope that answers your questions, Pedro. Appreciate the Facebook
844-580-9326. It's going to be our last segment coming up, 844-580-9326. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO. Time to get the three big things you need to know. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to the latest news, weather, and traffic. But we're back here with On the Money with a Certified Financial Group. 844-580-9326 is the number to dial us up. Jim in Castleberry has done us that to talk to Joe Burt and Nancy Heck. So go ahead, Jim. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah.
Morning.
I'm wondering about the market being up because of the fear of hyperinflation, because there's intrinsic value in the market. But I cannot see why it should be going up like it is.
Well, you got a couple of things there. First of all the money that's flooding into the, is flooding in the market. There's $4.8 trillion sitting in money market accounts that has to find a home somewhere. And I think that the most investors are looking over the hill, believing that we're going to find a cure for this pandemic and things will get back to normal and perhaps they see buying opportunities. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, and I'm also getting calls from people and young people, which makes me very happy, saying, I have money and I would like to invest. You know, people are still thinking about the dip in March and that the markets were depressed and that there's buying opportunities. But I feel that the economy fundamentally is still sound and we are moving forward. And that's why the markets are doing what you've been seeing over the last few weeks.
That doesn't mean you won't have volatility. You've got to remember there's a difference between investing and speculating. We do investing for our clients, speculating we leave to everybody else.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group. Joe, how do we get in touch with you during the week, or Chris Todvine, who's in the office right now?
Right now, you can continue the conversation with Chris Todvine at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTOR. If the line is busy, he promises to call you back. So if you're listening on the recording, he's still there at 5 o'clock, or he'll be taking calls at 5 as well. So that's it.
We have been planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO.